Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail on me on February 23 regarding Dillwyn, D-I-L-L-W-Y-N, Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. Dillwyn Stevenson is a 41-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3/12/19, but he was lifting a large steel object that weighed approximately 600 pounds with other workers. But the other workers unfortunately dropped this object. As a result, Mr. Stevenson believes he injured his lower back, comma, spine, comma, disc, comma, and nerve. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He understands his final diagnosis to be that of a herniated disc. Period. He did not undergo any injections or surgery on it and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph S, per his claim petition, he alleges he was lifting a 600-pound plate being held by other employees when it fell from their grasp, leaving Mr. Stevenson holding it alone. But as a result, he claimed to have injured his lumbar spine. Peer treatment records show he was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 5/2/19, period. He stated he filed a report but did not go to the hospital. Period. He had right lower extremity, but no left lower extremity symptoms. Period. He went to Dr. Polino, P-O-L-I-N-O, for chiropractic care for 8 sessions through 3/24/19. Period. X-rays were performed by the chiropractor. Period. It was unclear what modalities and treatment the chiropractor employed. Period. Dr. Mitchell diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and recommended x-rays and MRI, as well as a course of Imidrol dose pack. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 5/16/19 to be inserted. Period. Flexion extension x-rays were done the same day to be inserted. Period. On 6/26/19, he was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Pulser. Period. He returned to Dr. Mitchell on 5/21/19. Period. He had noticed improvement in his numbness and weakness and had not yet started therapy. Period. He obtained 70% improvement with his medications. Period. Dr. Mitchell recommended epidural steroid injection, for which he referred the petitioner to Dr. Pulser. Period. He reassured the patient. 80% of patients improve in 2 to 3 months. Period. He can work sedentary duties without lifting. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, extremities lower. He had decreased and non-reproducible soft touch sensation around the right knee, but this was otherwise intact. Period. He complained of numbness in the lateral and anterior thigh, as well as the upper area of his knee. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He could stand on his heels and toes. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but active with a flex to 75 degrees and side bent right to 20 degrees. Period. Left side bending, conic extension, and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right elicited only tightness in his back, but no low back pain or radicular complaints. Period. There were no symptoms elicited on the left at 90 degrees. Period. The rest of the section is normal. Impressions. On 3/12/19, Dillwyn Stevenson experienced pain in his back when maneuvering a 600-pound object with co-workers. Period. He then sought treatment with a chiropractor named Dr. Polino on his own. Pretty eventually was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 5/2/19. Pretty then submitted to x-rays and MRI on 5/16/19 to be inserted here. Pardon your paragraph. He was then referred to pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 6/26/19. However, Mr. Stevenson did not accept any epidural steroid injections. Moreover, he did not submit to any surgery on his lower back. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be only slightly decreased but variable mobility about the lumbar spine. He had intact strength in the lower extremities. He had decreased soft touch sensation in an unreproducible fashion around the right knee. This does not follow anatomic dermatomes. He was otherwise neurologically intact. Neural tension signs were negative. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. This incorporates the MRI findings and radicular complaints. End.